Welcome to Doc Talks, a Doctors of BC podcast. My name is Caroline McGeckin from Doctors of BC, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about key considerations for doctors when it comes to personal and commercial insurance. Completing a yearly check-in on your policies can ensure you're covered properly for many different liabilities in both your medical practice and in your personal life. Today, I'm speaking with both Philip Cunningham, VP of Business Development at Westland My Group Insurance, and Jeffrey Gopal, Insurance Advisor from Doctors of BC. Coming up, we'll discuss what doctors can consider when making insurance arrangements for their medical practice. We'll be talking tips for reviewing lease arrangements, what to know when obtaining cyber insurance, and commonly overlooked gaps in coverage. I'd first like to start by acknowledging and expressing my gratitude to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, whose ancestral, traditional, and unceded land is where I work and live. Hi, Phil. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi.
So let's get started. When you are reviewing a lease agreement with a doctor, what kinds of information goes into preparing comprehensive coverage specific to that practice?
Yeah, well, absolutely. When you're opening a new medical clinic or even renewing a lease in a new location, perhaps, the premises lease, which you would sign with the landlord, will outline everybody's responsibilities. And within that, there is always a section about insurance, and it will list quite specifically the type of policy and the type of coverage that you're required to carry to meet the lease requirements. A really good tip is to share that information with your insurance broker or whichever advisor is working with you, as that will list typically the type of policy. It will say comprehensive or all risk coverage is an older term. That would consist of things like fire, theft, windstorm, lightning. It will tell you what kind of settlement you need. Very, very typically is replacement cost. And that simply means new for old. So you want to make sure that the policy will get you new items if any existing items are damaged. It will also outline the type of property that you need to cover. An obvious one, of course, is all of the contents and equipment inside the medical office. And I often say to people, just pick up the office and tip it upside down, and anything that falls out, that's what you should be insuring. And on top of that is to look at the any improvements that have been done to the space that you're leasing, often called fixtures and fittings, leasehold improvements. And these could have been done by you when you first leased the premises, or they could have been done by a previous tenant, but the lease will make you responsible for insuring those. So that's something that you really should have a look at and determine what that is. A really good tip there, if you're not sure, is to ask the property manager or the landlord, as they will definitely know what the value of those are.
And can you talk a little bit about cyber insurance? What is it? What does it cover? And how important is it for a medical practice to have?
Yeah, that's a relatively new coverage. If we go back 10 years, this type of thing didn't exist. As we've moved into the digital age and everything is electronic, it's become more and more of an issue. What's cyber insurance or the cyber events that are happening to businesses? There's really three main things that happen. It's very simply theft of funds, which is somebody getting into your electronic bank account and stealing money. It's theft of data. So someone would steal records, personal information. Obviously, medical clinics would have a lot of personal medical information. And then the third one, which actually is the most common, is just simply damage to digital assets. And that's where people are hacking into a medical clinic system or any business, really, and basically disabling it. They encrypt records. They make it impossible for a business to function because they can't access their systems. And then what these criminals then do is demand money, ransom, and you become a target for extortion. And that's where we find that many businesses would rather pay the ransom rather than, you know, suffer the ongoing problems of having no access to their system when we're also dependent on it. And cyber insurance has been developed to meet those three losses that can happen. And the most common one we see actually is the third one, the extortion and the ransomware. So a cyber insurance policy for a medical office would actually pay, would have money available to pay the extortion or the ransom. And then probably most importantly, it would also give them access to specialists who will help them find out what happened and then take some steps to protect their medical office from getting hacked again. So that's actually one of a nice feature of having cyber insurance. And again, if we're not IT specialists, so it does give you access to people who can help protect your business going forward.
What missed opportunities or gaps in coverage do you commonly see that perhaps doctors are often not aware of?
Yeah, I think just circling back to the first comment when I was talking about leases, that's probably the biggest one we see on the property side, is where a person has a policy that covers their medical equipment and contents, but has completely missed the leasehold improvements that they may be responsible for in a lease. And that is definitely something that having your insurance broker review that for you will close those gaps in coverage. On the other side of it, the liability side, we certainly for certain types of medical clinics, we always recommend checking with the CMPA as to making sure that the liability, the medical malpractice liability, is covered off, as certain types of businesses like MediSpas may be doing things that are not covered by the CMPA. And that's a gap again where you want to make sure that the medical clinic has the appropriate medical malpractice liability coverage if it's not being picked up by the CMPA.
How often would you recommend doctors review their plan and update their insurance?
I think the safest thing to do, things change throughout the year, absolutely 100% every year around the renewal time. In terms of medical equipment, some of these things can be quite expensive. And for larger clinics, something may have been replaced, something may have been added to during the year, which you've forgotten to mention to the insurance company. So it's always a good time to look at the contents limit, the property limit you have on the policy, and make sure that that is actually reflecting what the replacement cost of the equipment inside your clinic actually is at that point in time. So definitely doesn't hurt to do that once a year.
If doctors would like to get in touch with Westland to discuss their insurance coverage, how can they do that?
Yeah, obviously you can find our contact information on the Doctors of BC website under the commercial insurance. They can also email us at affinitygroup@westlandinsurance.ca. That's a good starting point where if you send a quick email to us, if you'd like a review, we'll have one of our commercial brokers contact you and start that process. But again, all of our information is also on the member portal there for Doctors of BC.
Thank you. Next, I'll be talking to Jeff Gopal, who will discuss options for doctors as they consider their personal insurance. We'll discuss different kinds of insurance and how they relate to building a solid financial plan, the overall process for getting personal insurance, and what to ask your advisor about. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, how is personal insurance related to overall financial planning? What are the savings that might not be obvious to the purchaser of the insurance, and why do they need it?
So when we think about financial planning, we often think of it only as savings and debt management, like RSPs, TFSAs, and home ownership. But the first step in a financial plan is building a solid foundation and establishing your protection so that you can go on to accomplish these goals and have for yourself without being derailed in any way. If you're ever thinking if you need insurance in any way, it's best to look at it from a financial risk standpoint. For example, if you didn't have insurance, would you be at a loss or in a bad position without it? Or can it be clearly indicated? If that can be clearly indicated, then the need for insurance can exist. For example, if you didn't earn a paycheck due to illness or injury, would you still be able to cover your bills, debts, and maintain a cost of living? If you were to pass away suddenly, would your survivors need help from the income or savings you were providing? If yes, then the need for insurance can exist. And depending on these answers to these types of situations and the timelines provided, there will be different insurance plans that will help alleviate these risks, such as disability insurance, life insurance, critical illness insurances, or even overhead protection insurance.
Great. Can you describe the process of supporting doctors to get personal insurance? For instance, what are the first steps that a doctor would take?
The first step would be getting to know the client. So the advisor would get to know the physician in this particular situation. And insurance can be a practice of planning, refining, and improving until the client is satisfied with the end result. So by getting to know the client, an insurance advisor can help understand your situation and what is important to the client now, 5 years from now, and 20 years from now. These items are important to know as an insurance advisor to help identify which insurance plans and strategies help keep everything that is important to the client on track, while saving money on premiums in the long run. Working with an insurance advisor can help understand the nuances of various plans so that you can help tailor make a custom plan that is for your particular situation, as there can be very confusing, as there is a lot of plans and strategies out there. So to help navigate these waters, it's always a great thing.
Can you maybe speak a little bit about the iterative process of getting insurance? So it's not just a one-time thing. It's probably best to revisit it when there's certain life milestones or events. Can you talk a little bit about the best plan for that?
Yeah. So anytime there's a life event that comes across your situation. So for example, your career change, if you're, you know, going from residency to practice or buying a home or going through another life milestone such as that or starting a family, it always makes you stop and think about, as your situation changes, does your risk situation also evolve? If so, then there's a need for insurance, and the process will continually change as you go through life and all these different items keep coming up. So anytime there's a situational change, it's a good time to stop and evaluate your need for insurance.
How can doctors get in touch to begin the process?
The best way to get in touch to start the process would be going on the Doctors of BC website and using our online booking system to book an appointment directly with one of our insurance advisors. And that can be found on our website under the Contact Us section under insurance. There you'll be able to book a meeting time that is best for your schedule, and you can find any date and time that works best for you.
And what documents or information should a doctor prepare before the first meeting?
Helpful items to bring or prepare for that meeting would be items such as like knowing your projected income or expenses for practice, value of any outstanding total debts like mortgages, lines of credits, any personal loans, what your household budgets are per month or yearly, for example, like utilities, food, childcare, etc., and any value of any assets such as savings or current insurance plans in place, and what the amounts of coverage you do have with them. With these items, it'd be easy to get the process started and open a great dialogue for insurance planning needs now and for the future.
Phil and Jeff, thanks so much for speaking with me today. More information and resources about personal and commercial insurance can be found on our website and in the show notes for this episode. This has been Doc Talks, a Doctors of BC podcast. Please subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.